The TUC says it is still not satisfied with explanation given by government to the effect that over 70% of national revenue goes into salaries and emoluments of public sector workers. The union believes the problem is with inefficiencies by the managers of the wage bill. The Secretary General of the TUC, Kofi Asamoah, told George Asekere that the union is still interested in the desegregation of salaries for the various public sector workers. He called for the removal of ghost names and deletion of names of workers who have either resigned, been dismissed, or retired.
We think the problem is with the management of the wage bill. And that still, there are some people who are not supposed to be paid, who are paid, either those who have left the service or have retired. Because we know for a fact that in the public service, even when you leave immediately, your name is not cancelled. Sometimes some people travel out of the country and their salaries will still be earning. Some people retire and their salaries keep on running. And that is why we also believe that ghost name is still persists, and that the attempt by the biometric measure to read the payroll of ghosts have not succeeded fully. Strongly think that the management of the public sector wage bill is a cost to the huge bill, because even with all the single spine and all the benefits arising out of it, there are several workers within the public sector who are dissatisfied with their pay levels. Individually, they are dissatisfied with their pay levels. So I would want to place on record that workers and the organized labor is extremely interested in the question of the huge wage bill and its effects on the national economy.
The TUC is the umbrella body of workers. Is the TUC not aware of the number of workers that are working in Ghana, paid from the public purse, and the amount that goes into them, so that the TUC will be in a position to do that calculation without asking government?
It's a difficult thing to do, because not all public sector workers are members of the TUC. They may belong to other labor organizations or associations, but there are still some people who are on the wage bill who are not linked to any union or the associations under organized labor. So it will be extremely difficult for us to get a picture. We may get a portion of it. But when we talk about public sector wage bill, it includes all those who are paid from the consolidated fund. And the numbers are bigger. And now, to understand that, if we want to do our own calculations in terms of who and who are on the wage bill, we will not be able to get an effective answer to that.
That was Secretary General of TUC, Kofi Asamoah, in that interview with George Asekere.